Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing okay.
All right, good. Well, the cover story this week is about something that unfortunately is not okay yet due to short sales, foreclosures, and at one time a high inventory, although that is coming down, the inventory. Home prices really have struggled in the Las Cruces metro area. We have seen, as I recall, about a third drop, 33% drop in prices since the height of the market, and things are really not coming back yet.
No, they sure aren't. Yeah, in the last month, I've sort of looked at foreclosures, and I've looked at home sale numbers, and now this week I've looked at home prices. And right now, through the end of May, the average price here in Las Cruces is about $172,000. And in 08, that was $215,000. So, and it's dropped continuously pretty much ever since. There was a little bit of a kick up last year in price from the year before, but it's still down. And talking with people in the real estate community, none of them are really, you know, anticipating that it turns around anytime soon.
Interesting. And this is really interesting right now because we are seeing some markets in the United States that are starting to recover. Even we've heard on NPR stories about markets where there's even competition, where there'll be a bidding war like we saw in the old days.
No, I know. And as the Associated Press called it, home prices in nearly all major U.S. cities in April rose. So, you know, there's a little sign this spring that across this great land of ours, we are seeing some movement, but we're not seeing it right here. You know, and there's been some places that have been hit really hard with home prices, places like Phoenix and in Florida and stuff, and even those places are starting to see some movement. I'm not going to say that things are wonderful and everybody's dancing in the streets, but finally they're starting to see some movement in those prices. But here they just keep creaking down some, and it's still a buyer's market. I mean, if you want to put that positive spin on it, like, you know, we do, if you want to buy a home, now's the time. Prices are low, interest rates are low. You know, there's a decent inventory. Like you said, we are burning through the inventory somewhat now, but there's still a decent inventory to choose from. But if you're trying to sell, it's still a really tough time out there.
All right. Well, we'll keep watch on it, and certainly something to probably revisit in about a year to see if we see any movement in home prices. I'm sure as the economy gets better, we'll probably be the recipient of some of the good news that's happening in other parts of the country.
Yeah, and, you know, some people say that election years are really tough anyway because people sort of, you know, they just sort of sit still and wait to see, you know, which way the political winds are going to blow. And then with home sales, by the time the election's over, we're already into November and the winter's upon us, so that's not the best time of year anyway. So it might be till spring or next summer till we maybe see some movement again.
Okay. Well, in the profile this week, I see that you spoke to a gentleman who has an interesting combination in Las Cruces. It's a restaurant, but it's also a gift store.
Yeah, you can go over there and you can buy a crystal. You can buy a cup of coffee. You can do all kinds. It's a very eclectic little interesting place, Spirit Winds, which is over at 2260 South Locust Street. And it's been there for a while. Richard Parra, he's a guy that started it a while back. And he's had his hands in other businesses around here, originally a Deming native and NMSU grad. And this is one of those stores where, you know, you think a certain kind of clientele will hang out there, but when you go in there, you see all different kinds of people. And if you can even literally sit and talk to some people and have coffee with them, and I've done that a couple of times myself, and it's a neat little store slash, like you said, store slash eatery slash coffee place.
It certainly is, and you can eat outside, too, if it's not too hot. There's plenty of seating outside in addition to seating on the inside, too.
Yeah, there sure are, and it's developed its own following there, and, you know, the time that I've been here and in more than a decade that it's been around, and this is a local story. A guy has done well. He sort of taught himself how to be a businessman and that sort of stuff. He's kind of an interesting guy.
Okay. Well, in the what's new this week, I've got to congratulate you, Brooke, because last week you got a real scoop here in that you announced before Target even was ready to announce it that Target is going to have groceries and do some remodeling over the next 3 months. And I say this because when I saw your story, I contacted Target. They said, hey, we're not ready to release anything on this. So that's a real scoop, man.
Well, I had a little help in the newsroom, too, with some people who knew some things were going on in Texas. And they said, well, why don't you try and see how things are going on in our neck of the woods? And lo and behold, they are. They're planning to completely remodel. They'll be staying open the entire time. The Target store here in Las Cruces up on Loman, which is right next to an Albertsons, interestingly enough. And they're going to add an entire grocery department. Now, I can't quite envision myself how big that will be. Some people are telling me, oh, they think that means this will be a Target superstore. That's not the case. It's still going to be our Target store, but they're going to just renovate everything around, move things around, and you'll see a grocery department. There'll be produce and everything. And that should be done somewhere in October. They're looking to wrap that up. So, and they'll have specials, and they'll send out flyers to let people know that, that's a going concern, as it were.
All right. And some other news as well I see in your What's New section.
Yeah, speaking of something getting, I thought this went up really fast with the groundwork and everything. Over on Motel, right near Motel and Picacho, a Dollar General store has gone up. And it seemed to have literally gone from a flat piece of earth to an open store that's up and running. But it's already up and running, and they're hiring people still, if people are interested. And we've done stories on this, and you and I have talked about it. Mm-hmm. How these stores are just so popular, and they continue to grow in popularity. Seems like wherever you put one up, boom, instant clientele. So we have a new Dollar General store up on Roman. What am I saying? Loman and Roadrunner. Loman and Foothills.
It's Monday morning.
Roman. I just created a street.
Loman.
Yes.
Right.
Loman. U.S. Branch is starting to move dirt around. They're going to build a new U.S. bank, a new branch there at Foothills and Loman. And it was owned by Community Bank for years, and they wanted to put in a location there. And then, of course, U.S. Bank took over Community Bank. So they're now going forward with that. The original plan was for that to become the main office. Mm. I don't know if that's the case still yet, but we'll find out as that goes forward. And a new dealership up on Telshore, Lithia Dodge, they're out of Medford, Oregon, and they announced a while back that they were going to take over the old Saturn building, and they've done it, and they're up and running now, a Dodge dealership. So,
all right. Dodge is back in Las Cruces. And in the Babbling Brook this week, you have some career suggestions for shy folks.
Yeah, interestingly enough, part of you wants to tell people who are shy, you got to just get up and do it. You got to get moving. It's hard. I understand being shy can be hard, but if you want to have a career, you have to give yourself a little push. But there are jobs that are better suited for you. Massage therapist, court reporter, computer programmer. Those are some of the ones that are listed. And there are entire websites out there for people who are shy and to help these people find advice and also, message boards and all that sort of stuff to be shy but also have a successful career. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I'm glad you're not shy, Brooke, because we would never have gotten that Target story. You talk to folks and you find these things out.
You got to be on the out. Pushing things always. Pushing, as they say. But no, being shy is a very real, I hate to call it a condition, but there are people who deal with that. But there are ways around it.
All right. Well, Brooke, thank you so much. We'll look for all these stories in today's Sun News.